It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring a list of music and interviews from the local bands who make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll chat with Christian Carson of Commonwealth about his upcoming show over at Donovan's in Manchester on October 24th. Dave Incognito of Incognito Theory checks in about their new music video that's dropping on October 30th. And we'll crank some rad tunes from Cult of She and Metal Reband. Metal Reband is in action October 30th with David Bryan of Bon Jovi for Fall Fest, a band at Farm and Homeville. It's an awesome, socially distanced, drive-in concert. Matt O'Ree will call into the on-air show Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 11:30 on Rat Radio. Tell us more. Let's kick things off with the latest single from Feudale. Here's Teenager on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Latest single from Feudale, that's Teenager, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. They have a new album on the way, and that single is available now. Check it out at FeudaleRockBand.com. Joining us over the phone is Christian Carson of Commonwealth. He and bandmate Vinnie Black are rocking an actual live show at Donovan's in Manchester on October 24th. Christian, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having me, Tom. Great to talk to you again, man.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure, bro. We had you guys in the Jersey Rock Home Showcase this week. Absolutely epic job there. And you guys,
Thank you, man.
Oh, hell yeah. And you guys originally did that for the Strand Theater in Lakewood. It was done on the stage of the Strand. You know, we rocked your original tunes, but you also did like a full hour with some amazing covers. And that was a great cause. Tell us about what you did there.
Oh, it was really awesome, man. Like you said, it was for the Strand Theater and their historic theater, you know, in Lakewood. And they've been around, I think, since like 1800s sometime, or, you know, early 1900s at least. And yeah, they basically were having live stream concerts on Thursdays once in a while. And we did basically their last one, well, it was me and Vinny, and we did an acoustic show for them. It was about an hour that we played, and it was a live stream thing, like I said. And it was a lot of fun, really, really fun for me. Because, you know, personally, it was just awesome to play on that stage because I seen so many shows there when I was younger. But so it was really cool and really fun experience, you know.
Hell yeah. And do you know if people can still donate, or is the donation window closed?
No, I believe people can still donate, and that'd be awesome if they could, because, you know, like a lot of places, this place is in danger of, you know, not being open any longer. So if people can help out or whatever, it'd be awesome to see the place kept open. I think you can go over to the Strand's Facebook page, which is facebook.com/StrandNJ, and all the details should be there.
Awesome. And you and Vinnie Black, who rocked that amazing set, you guys are back in action again October 24th at Donovan's in Manchester. Tell us about that event.
It's actually their annual Halloween bash that they have. This is obviously the first time that we've taken part in it or whatever, but we're pretty stoked for it. It's cool to just get back out there, man, and be able to play in front of some people again. Hopefully there's a decent turnout with, you know, the way everything kind of still is and everybody's nerves are, you know, kind of on edge or whatever with this. But it's an indoor and outdoor event as long as, you know, weather permits. Obviously it'll still go on if it's, you know, raining or something like that. It'll just be moved to inside. It's totally free admission. Obviously, you know, you could pay for drinks and stuff at the bar, but as far as just getting in and all, it's free admission. Playing about 9:30, so.
Are costumes recommended?
There is a costume contest there, I know, that night, so I guess they are encouraging people to wear some stuff. So who knows? You know, we may show up in some stuff, even ourselves.
Hell yeah. Looking ahead, what can people expect from Commonwealth in the future?
Well, we're actually sitting on a brand new music video right now called American Dream, which is just, you know, really, really influenced by what's, you know, kind of been going on. And which is weird, is just because we wrote the song before all this happened, which I think I might have mentioned on another interview with you before, but we wrote the stuff before, you know, any of this happened, and it just turned out to be really relevant with what, you know, ended up happening in the world. So we're sitting on that music video, and we're hoping to release that really, really soon. And I think you guys are going to be spinning the track right now on the show, so hopefully people dig it.
Oh yeah, it's a great tune, and interesting that I saw still from the video production, some of these things were shot before things got crazy, and you were already wearing a mask.
Yes, yeah, that was the one, like, eerie thing, one of the eerie things about this song. We chose to do a photo shoot, you know, with, you know, the release of this, or like the release of it coming up, or just surrounding the release. And yeah, like, for some reason, I had the thought to bring this to the band, like sort of the half mask look, and bring it to our image, you know, a little bit, at least in this era or in this music video of the band. So it was really weird because, like you just said, we, you know, I throw that mask into the photos, and then now masks are like, you know, yeah. Everybody's wearing them, and it's a mandatory thing. So really strange. But in the video, we're actually kind of ripping the mask off, so there's a little bit of stance on that in there. And it's just it's really, really cool, and a really cool visual representation of kind of what's going on too. So hopefully just people dig it all the way around. But yeah, that was really eerie, really eerie.
Christian Carson of Commonwealth, don't miss him with bandmate Vinnie Black at Donovan's in Manchester for their annual Halloween bash October 24th. Christian, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it, man.
Hell yeah. Right now, let's rock that track. The latest from Commonwealth. Here's American Dream on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
They call it the American Dream, but we gotta be asleep to believe. Go! Oh!
CageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
One Bad Day Away on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. The video for that track was recently featured as the Jersey Rock Video of the Week at WRAT.com. Check it out there and learn more at cultofshe.com. Cult is spelled with two T's. Joining us over the phone is Dave Incognito of Incognito Theory. They're currently working on a brand new album, Fired Up. That's the title track. New video on the way this Halloween. Dave, how's it going?
Hey, what's going on, Tom? How are you? Thank you again. How's everything going?
Awesome, man. And it's always a pleasure having you on here. You guys, it seems like you're always hard at work at something. It feels like your previous album, Whiskey Fueled, feels like it just came out. But you're already currently working on a new one that's about to release. How are things going with Fired Up?
Everything's going great. I mean, like, we're in pre-production, about 6 or 7 songs in. Probably going to do, like, maybe 1 or 2 more. And then we're going to go into Trick or Treat Studios with Steve Zing of Danzig, bassist of Danzig, and start putting all the tracks together and everything. Hopefully by the end of the winter, it should come out.
I'm definitely looking forward to that. You've got some all-star people who are working on this with you, right?
Yes, for the video, yes. For the video that's coming out on Halloween, we have about 6 or 7 special guests, but I will unleash 2, and this is one of the big ones, and I'm really excited. Really good friend of ours from Vegas. You might know who he is. He is the shock illusionist, the anti-conjurer, Dan Speary.
Very, very cool. That's a huge get.
Yeah. He's a really cool guy, and he really likes the band, and so he offered to be a part of the video. And then and the other one is our good friend over at Rat, Gotts. So he's involved in it as well.
Oh, well, now I'm even more excited about this. The man, the myth, the beer-drinking legend of the Jersey Shore will be lending his talent to this video.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. Something different than Whiskey Fueled. Went a little more, I would like to say that this one is a little bit more fun and cinematic. We brought a lot of B-horror, like some country and western, 18th century black and white, like almost like John Wayne, you know, Shogun kind of stuff. And then try to mix that with The Devil's Rejects, the Rob Zombie movie, mm-hmm. and that's going to be the new Fired Up video.
I think that's great, and you picked the perfect time to drop it on Halloween this year, and it's going to be like a huge Halloween because it's a Saturday with a full moon. It's the first full moon across the entire country on Halloween since 1944.
Yes.
Daylight savings time. You literally picked the perfect day for a video like this to drop.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes things just, we like to call them happy accidents sometimes. So, but it will be up on Facebook. We're going to probably do an event page really, really soon, and we'll start adding a bunch of people so they can watch the world premiere in there. I do believe that it'll probably be in there about 8 o'clock, between 8 and 9 o'clock at night. The videographer, once again, of course, is our good brother, Mark Petrick, a.k.a. Smokey. He's the guy that directed it. Me and him together, this is the first time that we've come up with a concept for a video together. So it's been really cool to have a nice, awesome team behind us.
Well, I can't wait to see it. Can people just search Incognito Theory, or what's the best way to find it once it goes up on Halloween?
IncognitoTheory.com. We have all our icons and everything there where they can stream our songs. They can even buy merchandise probably within the next week. We'll have a link up there where they can purchase right on site, meaning they pick the shirt, they send it right to their house. Yeah, things are really, really coming together, and I'm really proud of what's going on, and I really think that Rat and Jersey Rock are going to be really excited about this new record, because we really believe that Fired Up is our pinnacle for the year 2021.
I can't wait for it. We'll do an on-air feature on that. Once that album is out, of course, the video for the track we're about to play will be the Jersey Rock Video of the Week, beginning on Sunday, November 1st, so right after it drops on Halloween, and we're rocking that track right now. Tell us about Fired Up.
Fired Up, my man, is pretty much just about getting together with your friends and your family and your loved ones and having a good time, raising a glass of tequila or whiskey, and just looking at everybody having a smile and enjoying the day. So everybody, without further ado, here is Fired Up. Hell yeah.
Boys, it's time to light it up. We'll be right back.
Aaron doing Black Boots from the Jersey Rock Home Showcase Series on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Matt O'Ree will be on Jersey Rock on the On Air Show this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 on 95.9 The Rat to talk about his upcoming live show. That's right, Matt O'Ree Band is doing a huge show on October 30th. David Bryan of Bon Jovi will be with them. It's happening at Banette Farm in Homedale. It's called Fall Fest, and it's being done in conjunction with the Homedale PBA. To drive-in concert, you can get passes now at MattO'ReeBand.com, or if you're in the Homedale area, just go to the police station. You can get them there. And of course, the Jersey Rock Home Showcase Series is back this Thursday at 9 p.m. at Facebook.com/95.9TheRat with Sunsets from Jupiter. Stay up of everything we're doing by subscribing to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat at WRAT.com. Club Rat is free to join. That's it for this week's Jersey Rock podcast episode. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRET.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat at WRET.com and have it delivered straight to your email. Club Rat is free to join. Tune to Jersey Rock at 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at JerseyRock at WRET.com.
And don't miss next week's podcast. It's our third annual Jersey Rock Podcast Halloween special. And even though this has been the year from hell, Halloween should be a most epic day. It's falling on a Saturday. It's daylight savings time, and there's a full moon, the first full moon across the entire country on Halloween since 1944. You know, we'll be talking about that and spinning some really spooky tracks from the local bands who make New Jersey rock. Don't miss it. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay strong. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.